Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Root Work Spot. Let me be clear. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back for another Sunday, back for another day. That's what most people should be thinking about. I'm back for another day. I want to start off by thanking all of my listeners and all of my followers. Thank you so much for your support. And to all the troublemakers and snoopers, you know what's up. You know, I love this part of the show because it's real talk. I mean, it's sometimes partially about magic and conjuring. And there's some parts not. Just regular, everyday situation. Excuse me, everyone. Let's go on with the show. You know, chicken prodding and backbiting is the main reason that people run to people like us. Now, excuse me. Now, what I am about to say, I'm not picking at anyone. I'm not trying to step on any toes or nothing. But what I'm going to say right here, when you are picking at somebody else and talking about them, don't you think that you're gaining an enemy? But you portray yourself to the world as an angel. I don't do anything to anyone. I'm always by myself. I never talk. When in reality you do. See, when you do that right there, you are faking. See, you're trying to gain new friends and find out new information that you can go back to your old crowd and talk about. So that's a bunch of dog do that you're spreading. And when you start spreading dog do, you create enemies. So when you call your worker, your witch, your sorcerer, whatever you call us, you think about that and tell us the truth because we know. Staying out of people's yards and leaving their belongings alone is another thing that causes bad karma, conjure, to come to you. You go into somebody else's yard, do what? Pull up the flowers? Do you think that's going to make them leave? Tear down Christmas decorations, you think that's going to leave? If they have a clothesline, you pull that up, you think they're going to leave? You know what? Some people retaliate. And someone tell you, stay out of my yard. Stay off of my premises. That's what it means. Stay away. Because you're putting yourself in danger. Number one, you could get shot at. Number two, the cops, woohoo. But number three, dirty, underhanded stuff like you're doing right now. You know, you may think that you're shining now, doing all of this idiotic mess, but you're not. The end is near. See, while you are plotting and scheming, talking, gossiping, you're missing out on some parts of your life. Some of you are sick, and you're out here doing this mess. trying to harm other people. Some of you have very important things to do, but you're trying to harm everybody else. Wow, some of you have a deadline, but you're trying to harm everybody else. But when it comes down to your business, it's incomplete, isn't it? See, I want everybody to think. You think before you act. Yes, the victim may be sitting back being quiet. Very well. But don't think that you're not going to get it in the end. As I've said before, you don't know who a person knows, what a person is, what they do, or nothing about them. I believe the problem on this earth is some people are to themselves. They don't want to be involved in confusion, drama. And you don't like that because you do not know all of their business. That's why you're spying on each other, trying to see what the other one has, trying to see what they're doing. If it's a neighborhood, oh, gracious, everybody knows when you go to the store because there are phone calls made, they're shouting across the yard, and still you go into the church like you haven't done anything. The Bible says, do not cover your neighbor's house, ox, donkey, or nothing else. You don't do that. You sit there and lie. Well, lies can get you in a lot of trouble, too. I would like for you to know that, ignorant ones. Now that I've gotten that out, I want to talk about something else. Claiming wives and husbands. Stop doing that. Yes, there are divorced people out here. But if you're crazy, everywhere you go, you holler, that's my husband. That's my husband. That's my wife. There's a reason behind that. I'm talking to the other people now. There's a reason behind that. There's something they want to stay out of. There's some trouble that they're trying to avoid. And they're using that as their alibi. Now, when husband or wife does come up, there's going to be a big mess. Now, I'm letting go of that one. Okay. Education. No one is too old to learn. You learn every single day. You could have gone to school for about 10 or 12 years after high school, but you're still learning every day. See, not only the book knowledge carries you, but you have to have common sense. Because if people had common sense, some of them had common sense, they would not be into everybody's business, picking, prodding, and all of this stuff. You know, there are very few places that you can go where there's not bad conjure. Bad conjure is even in the churches. Yes. That's sad. Bad conjure is even in the stores you go to shop in. Bad conjure is even where your loved ones is. In the graveyard, the ones that passed away. It's sad. Oh, excuse me. I'm sipping on a little bit of milk, not eggnog, not alcohol. And I say that because lies could even be told on me. Now, you tell them on me, you're going to see something. I want to get that out. You know, everybody needs to sit back and think. The key word for today's real talk is think. When you put your foot in that other person's yard, think about this. Is it safe? Or are they protecting themselves? Think. Because you could be, you know, setting your own self up for a failure. You already are a failure. If you were not, you wouldn't be doing these things. Okay, I'm going away from real talk. I could talk about this all night long. So, let's talk about, let's see what I have on my agenda. Conjure with the oils. I speak of herbs a lot. Well, oils are made of herbs. And I was asked about cardamom. Cardamom is used in some rituals, conjure, to find new lovers. That's for both men and women. For men to find women now and women to get new men. So I wanted to straighten that out. Yes, cardamom is used for that. Cardamom can be used, you know, trying to spice up the sex in a relationship. But cardamom can turn against you, which is in an oil that I won't mention, but it can turn against you if you use it in other ways, just like patchouli. Patchouli is used in most perfumes that we wear, but when it comes to conjure, if you're not using it particularly for something good, then it turns against you. It is not a substitute for graveyard dirt. Now, that is some very dark magic right there. And for someone to go it alone is dangerous for them because they could mess themselves up. I mean, completely up. Where everything starts to happen around you, you're losing everything, people looking at you as if you're a demon. So be careful when you tamper with this stuff. Make sure that you have talked to a professional, one of us, one of the workers. Every week, I say this in a different way. You cannot go anything alone if you don't have that knowledge, that know-how, that gift, etc. Okay, setting everything up. I say it that you have to be in quietness. And that's true. That's for concentration. You cannot concentrate with noise in your background. You cannot concentrate. Okay, doing the job. Still have to concentrate. Someone was confused and thought that they just had to concentrate in the beginning when they were setting up. No, this takes all of your energy. All of that concentration has to go into what you're doing and seeing the results, visualizing it, helps it to speed up even faster. Now, cardamom, I cannot give a conjure tip on cardamom, but I can tell you about it. And patchouli. Now, I gave you lavender last week, but patchouli is something big secret that can be used in money matters too. And I hope that some of you are writing that down, even though it's not a full conjure tip. Court cases. Oh, the beef tongue. The beef tongue is widely used, but it's used in different ways. It's not just one way to do a beef tongue. But one way to use a beef tongue is to put the names of the people against you. See, I can't say too much against you into the tongue. but something else has to go into the tongue, and then you freeze it. There's some rituals that you do where you have to cook that tongue, have somebody cooking it. It has to be frozen until that date. And then somebody has to cook it while you're gone. That's why I say contact a worker, because most of us go ahead and do this for our people, not unless it's an unusual situation. Just like I spoke about the graveyard, I barely would send anyone to the graveyard. But tampering with it could bring back bad spirits into your house, which you would need a cleansing. It's, you know, some of it is so small to where you need to smoke it out, burn it out. White sage is wonderful. But see, you don't just like the white sage. See, everyone has a different way of doing things. There's a prayer that you say before you light that white sage. Yes, that's a cleansing. But to boost it up, you need to have frankincense burning on the side. Now that is a conjure tip. If you were listening, I gave out two. And I love giving out conjure tips that's going to help you and not harm you. That's not what this show is about, harming people. Now, my idea is to warn you of the things that may hurt you, but tell you the things that is going to help you. Okay, dead animals. This is a warning. If every morning you go to your door or you're coming back from work, whatever, early in the morning, there's a dead animal or reptile at your step, that is bad conjure. Things can be done with animals, especially bullfrogs, that can harm you. Beating the bullfrog, one of them, I'm not going to say what's going to happen after that, rolling a tiny piece of paper up and putting it in his mouth. Whatever the bullfrog does, that's what the person does. But there has to be something on that piece of paper. But if you want to go that way, you talk to your worker. And you'll know what's going to be on that paper. And I think that I explained that pretty good. No, never go anything alone. Now, I want to talk more about troublemakers. Because, I mean, when I get on that subject, I'm steamed. I'm very steamed. There's not a place certain people can go without something popping up. Well, I'm going to tell you, it's the devil. It is the devil that's at you. You're trying to do the right thing, and it seems that something is trying to make you do the wrong things. Something's trying to make you fight. Something's trying to make you open your mouth and say harsh words. There's Satan. But sometimes we get fed up with all of this action around us, and we open our mouth and we act out. There's not too much a person can take. I'm not saying sit there and be a target. No, you've avoided all that you could. And sometimes it's time for action. We are only human. That's what I say. Now, I'm jumping from one thing to the other, but I want to bring up the lodestones. There is a male lodestone and a female lodestone. There is a male John the Conqueror, well, John Conqueror, and a female John Conqueror. There's an Adam and Eve root. If you see something around with a little hole in it, that's supposed to be the female, which is Eve. You see something, you know, look like a little tiny banana sometimes. That is the Adam. For those of you who have misunderstood things and tried to give a conjure tip and had it the other way around. Seriously, You would think people was taught this in school. This is a penis eater, this is a vagina. No! You got the vagina sitting in the wrong place and the penis eater in the wrong place. Seriously. So I described that, and you know exactly who I'm talking to. You listening? I'm talking to you. Straighten it up. Okay, owing the enemy. Watch who you borrow money from. Because money, as I have said, I think I have said it, can be dressed for you. Coming from their hands directly to yours. It can be dressed. And then after you get the money, 2 or 3 weeks later, you are suffering in your finances. You're suffering with your business. You're suffering on your job. So be careful. And then, again, there's the natural thing, talking about it. If you do someone a favor, that is between you and them. The whole world does not need to know about that. Being hypocrites, going to church, being a hypocrite. Well, you can't wait to Sunday morning to see what Lady Dada has on her feet or what kind of hat she's going to wear. You're in the congregation. Oh, you're on the deacon board, and you're talking about each other. You're paired up talking about somebody else. Your congregation sees it. Some of your congregation has heard it. And people like me, and there's many others, some of them don't even have to be doing this work, can feel when evil comes into the church. They can feel it. And the ones that's guilty, they're running like a fly fleeing from God. And I'm just standing here with my mouth open. I stand up when I do this. I'm standing with my mouth open because this is what's going on in our world. But when he comes back, that's only a few of us that's going with him. Everybody, get yourself right. Go in the right direction, not the wrong direction. Everybody, watch what you're doing, because we were put here by God to do many things. And this is one of them. But God still has the final say-so over everything. You have to do what God asks you to do, what God wants you to do. Yes, he's a jealous God. There's people worshiping their cars. That's my baby. There's people worshiping their houses, their jewelry, their clothes. Oh, I'm all G'd up. But God is not going to judge your clothes, your cars, your shoes. No. You're the one that's going to be judged. Some people don't make it past, 25, 26 because of their upbringing. They've been around a lot of stuff, and they worship everything other than God. And I know that there are those of you out there who are saying, what does God have to do with this? God has something to do with everything. Your looks, how long your hair is, the color of your skin. He made us the way that he wants us to be. And all he wants is a praise. Some people don't even praise. When you open your eyes in the morning, some people are sick. But when you open your eyes in the morning, that should be the first thing that you should do is praise God. thank him. I even thank him for the sunshine. I thank him for the snow. Oh, yes, everything. If it wasn't for him and his sacrifices, we would not be here. All things would be a whole lot different. We couldn't go and ask for forgiveness. Think about that. Instead of judging somebody else, instead of picking and prodding, instead of needling your neighbors, those neighbors haven't gone anywhere in years, and they're not going anywhere. So it's time for you to sit down. It's time for you to go on with your life. It's time for you to turn your life over to God. You don't have to be in a church to be saved, to turn your life over to God. You could be anywhere. God hears you. It's better than an eternity, fire, and torture. That's if you get what I'm saying. Some people never get it. Yes, this show is tough. I have given out positives. And I'm putting the truth out here. What about the person that's always talked about? Scorned all the time. And you have to turn right around and go back to that person and ask a favor. And some do it with no shame. But you can say, oh, that person, they're not saved. They're doing this, they're doing that. You don't know that. You don't know. And if it was me, I'd have some shame having to go back and ask for something or the other. And again, I'm not talking about certain people. I'm talking about how things go. Well, I'm looking to do longer shows with more information. I would like to say this. Don Pedro was a magnificent voodoo doctor from 1592. All the way into the 1600s. And he was great with everything he did, especially court cases. And I will give more information on him on next week. See, in my shout-outs, I'll tell you what I'm going to speak about. But Don Pedro is a subject. Well, he will be brought up next week. I hope that all of you have listened very good to this broadcast this afternoon. I hope that all of you have a very blessed weekend. Enjoy your Sunday. I'm so happy to be speaking with you. I hope that all of you are blessed during the week and are in safety in the name of Jesus. And to all of you that are seeking more information, I will be back because I am happy to give it to you. And I hope that you're blessed. To all who are listening in, carry what I have said into next week until I am back. And to my beautiful, beautiful family, my mother, sister, aunt, nieces, and nephews, I love you all. And until next week, I love you. Goodbye.